In this bulletin, world leaders issued a dire warning in a new climate change report, the collapse of a global travel giant, and in AFL, Geelong's Patrick Dangerfield favoured to take out football's greatest individual honour tonight. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A new report has warned global warming is intensifying and more urgent action is needed. It comes as world leaders gather in New York City for United Nations climate talks. The UN's World Meteorological Organization says global warming, sea level rises, and carbon pollution have all accelerated over the past 5 years. It also says the past half a decade has been the warmest on record. Leslie Hughes from the Climate Council of Australia says the findings are particularly frightening for Australia, as it's one of the developed countries most vulnerable to climate change effects.
Queensland has not long regarded itself as a bushfire-prone state, and in fact, up until now has had no formal bushfire season, unlike the southern states. But we're seeing really major out-of-control bushfires over the last couple of weeks up in Queensland. And we're seeing fires burn into vegetation types like rainforests, where fires just don't normally go. So this is really a new normal.
Global travel giant Thomas Cook has collapsed after failing to secure a last-ditch rescue deal, leaving an estimated 150,000 Britons abroad waiting repatriation. The company was unable to secure the extra $368 million needed to keep the business afloat following a full day of crucial talks with major shareholders and creditors in the United Kingdom. The UK Civil Aviation Authority says the company's four airlines will be grounded and more than 21,000 employees in 16 countries around the world will lose their jobs. CAA Policy Director Tim Johnson says an official receiver has been appointed.
And it's the official receiver which will be managing the next steps with the company and what will happen with the employees, and no doubt they will manage the communication. From a CAA perspective, our sole focus is on the repatriation, the largest peacetime repatriation, bringing that 150,000 people back to the UK over the next 2 weeks.
All Thomas Cook bookings, including flights and holidays, have now been cancelled. Hundreds of climate activists have paid their respects to a Swiss glacier that is due to disappear over the next decade because of the warming environment. The Pitzel Glacier in the Glarus Alps in eastern Switzerland is now at less than a tenth of a square kilometre. Located about 2,600 metres above sea level, the glacier is due to vanish completely by 2030. Matthias Huss from the Swiss Glaciers Monitoring Network says seeing a glacier disappear is like the dying of a good friend.
So at present we still have a size, ice-covered size of about 4 football fields. So it's already a very small glacier. But the retreat has strongly accelerated in the last 2 years. So in 2018 it has started to disintegrate, it has lost 40% of its area. And now this year, again, more. So we have really almost lost everything. We have some little ice patches left, but really not much.
Pop duo The Veronicas have threatened legal action against Qantas after being asked to leave a plane before takeoff over a cabin baggage dispute. Sisters Jessica and Lisa Aureliasso say they did not know what was going on and found the encounter intimidating and confusing. Qantas says the pair did not follow the cabin crew's instructions. To AFL, Geelong star Patrick Dangerfield is favourite to take out football's highest individual honour when the Brownlow Medal is presented in Melbourne tonight. Fremantle's Nat Fyfe is also well in contention. A win for either of the pair would be a second Brownlow after Dangerfield's 2016 triumph and Fyfe's the year before. Other potential challenges tonight could be Western Bulldogs on-baller Marcus Bontempelli and Brisbane midfielder Lachie Neale and Carlton co-captain Patrick Cripps. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 28. Adelaide, cloudy 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy 15. Hobart, a shower or two clearing 14. Canberra, early frost and sunny 18. Wollongong, sunny and 18. Sydney, sunny 20. Newcastle, sunny 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy 25. Cairns, partly cloudy 29. And Darwin, mostly sunny 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.